What's going on, everybody? This is Mufasa T. Leone back with another episode of the Lion Speaks podcast. Today we're going to get into Megyn Kelly. We're going to get into blackface, you know, all the stuff that white people, all the stuff that your schools didn't teach you when you went to school. All right, we're also going to get into the question that everybody's mind, but no one's asking it. Should people lose their jobs for freedom of speech? We're going to get into all that and more coming up on the Lion Speaks podcast. All right, let's get it. All right, so just this past week, Megyn Kelly, very controversial news anchor who had a show canceled recently for comments that she made about blackface, right? Megyn Kelly and all her ignorance and splendor made some pretty ignorant comments, some pretty tone-deaf comments, you know, and, you know, basically, all right, this is what she said. She pretty much said that she doesn't see why blackface is a huge deal on Halloween because you're portraying a character, you know. So if someone wanted to be Diana Ross, they could just dress up as Diana Ross, but it was okay as long as you were dressed up as a character on Halloween. Which to me is as idiotic as it gets. First of all, how can you compare blackface to Diana Ross of all people as being Hollywood? All right, let's go back. Number one, the whole blackface thing is not something that should be worn as a costume. Okay, I mean, the fact that people are still doing that crap on Halloween just mind boggling. Like a couple years ago, these two little white girls did that crap. You know what I mean? Like it was okay. It's not okay. All right, what Megyn Kelly said was stupid. If anybody knows the history of blackface, all right. If anybody, just for all you people out there that haven't been to school, or if you did go to school and you just wasn't taught this part of black history, because I know there's a lot about slavery and a lot about black history that a lot of schools don't teach. They don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to know how white people really treated us. Alright? With that being said, okay, the history of blackface started in the 1830s. Alright? Started with this white guy named Thomas Dartmouth Rice, right? Thomas Dartmouth Rice is known as the father of Jim Crow. Does that ring any bells? Oh, yeah. Jim Crow laws, all right? That crap started with the depiction of a black person, all right? If you ever get a chance to look up Jumpin' Jim Crow, you'll see Thomas Dartmouth Rice with a painted black face, his lips painted pink. He painted his face like dang near black, like tar. But he had this what was known as a minstrel show, and he called it Jumpin' Jim Crow, in which he enacts a black person running from the KKK, running from outlaws and whatnot, and getting hung and all this kind of stuff. You know, some people in New York that was, also portrayed as minstrel show. So Thomas Dartmouth Rice is the father of minstrel. That's what he's known as, the father of minstrel. All right, that's not something that should be, you know, celebrated. The father of anything, but yeah, He's the one that started this bullcrap. Alright. Blackface is a very extremely humiliating a thing to do. Basically, what he was doing was mocking black people, mocking the way they look, mocking the way they talk. Go watch Jumpin' Jim Crow on YouTube. It's on YouTube. Mocking the way black people talk, mocking the way that we move, the way that we, you know, walk and everything. And this pretty much started the negative stereotypes about black people. This pretty much kicked off the stereotypes about how black people act and, you know, what we do to our role in society, so to speak. And ever since then, people have made a mockery of us, you know, calling us monkeys and things like that. All that crap stemmed from freaking Jim Crow. I mean, Thomas Dartmouth Rice, the minstrel shows. All right. And it got so bad to the point where even black people were performing in blackface. I remember reading this excerpt. W.E.B. Du Bois was actually like pretty pissed about it. Like, why would a black person perform on a minstrel show where this, they're essentially making fun of us? You know, so look at your history, do your Googles, all right? Read history. If you're black, know your history. If you're white, know my history. All right? If you're any other race, know my history. This is the crap that happened. All right? And I'm not saying this that this diminishes anybody else's experience in their communities, but this is what we're talking about right now. All right? So, all you people out there, well, what about us? It's not about y'all. It's not what we're talking about. We talk about Megyn Kelly, and we talk about blackface. All right. So my thoughts on Megyn Kelly is simple. You know, I think it was stupid and tone deaf on her part. Somebody who is as controversial as she is should know things like this. I mean, she gets paid to make statements like that, you know. I mean, she's the one that said, I'm sorry, kids, but Santa Claus is white. I'm sorry, but Jesus is white. How the hell is Jesus white? But, you know, all right, I don't want to get in that. You know, Santa Claus is not even a real person. All right, it's a depiction or of somebody that was said to be real. And maybe Kris Kringle or whatever his name is, existed, and maybe he didn't, but the whole character of characterization or caricature of Santa Claus, the one that you idiots keep telling your kids is real, fat dude jumping down the chimney to take your milk and cookies and give you presents on flying around on a reindeer and sleigh, which I think is stupid. I never believed in Santa Claus, but sorry to break it to you, I mean, he ain't real. All right, he doesn't have to freaking be, you know, defined by a race or anything like that. But that's Megyn Kelly for you. All right, I digress. She's the same one that said these things, you know. So she's known for making some pretty egregious comments, you know, in her past, and not backing down from them, you know. So, am I surprised that she said what she said? No. Not really. You know, am I surprised that she didn't know anything about blackface? Or that she didn't know or educate herself enough to the point where she was smart enough to not make comments like this? Yeah, I'm surprised. And this 2018, there's so many information and so much resources. She, of all people, has sat in that chair and watch all this stuff happen to black people, you know, all this, the Black Lives Matter, you know what I mean, the killing of unarmed black people, all this, these different things, especially over her lifetime, you know what I mean, you would think that at some point in her assessment of black people, she'd pick up a dang book and know a little bit about our history. because she sure does have a lot to say when it comes to us saying that that people are racist out there. She's the first one to say, no, there's not. No, there's no racism. You know? So, am I surprised? Yeah, I'm surprised. But should I be? Probably not. Because there's so much ignorance on social media, so much ignorance online, and there's so much ignorance in these people having these jobs. I mean, I'm not expecting everyone to know, you know, everybody's history like the back of their hand. But blackface was a part of American history, not just black history. That crap happened in America. That crap started in America. All right? So whether you want to, you know, do your Googles or not, you as an American should know about that crap. As an American, every single American should know about what the hell happened to black people. What happened to slaves. You know what I mean? How the African-American culture has been ridiculed since the day we were brought over here on boats. Every American should know about that crap. And there's no excuse for anybody to not do their Googles. And there's no excuse for these schools not to teach that. The truth. Raw. What really happened. You know? She's not exempt from that just because she's on a platform that allows her to say stupid stuff and appeal to a base. You know what I mean? I don't think all of her base is racist or anything like that. And I don't think she's racist necessarily. Like, what she said doesn't make her racist. It just makes her tone deaf. It just makes her inconsiderate. The way she said it, ignorant in the words she spoke. I can't sit here and say, oh, you're racist because, you know what I mean? Like, she has to be held accountable for what she said. But at the same time, you know, if she don't know, then she owes it to herself and the black community to go do her dang research and find out why blackface is so offensive and why at no point is wearing a blackface costume acceptable on any day. Blackface itself should be unacceptable, period. Black, white, brown, yellow, whatever. Nobody should be wearing that crap anymore. It makes a mockery of a race of people, you know, and it humiliates. It's a depiction of a humility that we faced, you know. You got all these people clapping and laughing at us, at these white dudes dancing around on stage, mimicking Southern accents, and with painting themselves tar black with pink lips. First of all black people don't look like. I've never seen a black person pitch black with pink lips. Number one, so we don't even freaking look like that. I mean, I'm light skinned, but you know. But seriously, I mean, Wesley Snipes don't even got pink lips. So, it was a really, really stupid depiction. They even had blackface in cartoons. If you ever watch Dragon Ball Z, all right, all the black people in Dragon Ball Z are dark with pink lips. Popo. Blackface. This black diesel dude that was at a tournament, world tournament, martial arts tournament. Black, pink lips, blackface. All right, everybody that's black doesn't have pink lips. So, Megyn Kelly, you better get it together. Now, the million-dollar question that everybody's afraid to ask. All right, but I'll ask before you. Don't worry about it. All right. Should people lose their jobs for exercising their freedom of speech? I'm going to ask all of you that. Phoning a friend. All right. should. You know what? You know what? We can even do a podcast. All right, if you comment on this, you know what I mean? We can sit, we can have some dialogue, we can do a podcast about it, and we can talk about your thoughts. Because right now, all you can hear is me. But I'd really love to talk, to sit and talk to somebody about this, because I love to hear one's thoughts. But right now, I'm going to tell you my opinion. Now, should you lose your job, or should you be fired for exercising your freedom of speech? All right, now here's the deal. All right. First off, I believe that freedom of speech, by definition, by literal definition, is freedom of speech. You can say whatever the hell you want. However, I also think that there's exceptions. Plenty exceptions, rather. For example, I'm in the military, right? So, yes, I may have a freedom of speech per se, but I can't just be saying how I feel all willy-nilly, if that makes any sense. For example, if I'm in a brief or a meeting with my commanding officer, executive officer, and command master chief, and some other leaders in the room, and I just bust out of nowhere and say, sir, to the skipper, you know, you can suck my, you know what I mean? That would be, man, I'd be out immediately. Maybe. Probably. I'd probably get kicked out. You know, for insubordination. I mean, it's one of those codes of UCMJ. You know, disrespect to an officer. All right. So that's one. Two, if you're in the civilian world and, you know, you can't just go off about religion or go off about your political beliefs all just willy-nilly because you got to know about the setting. You know, freedom of speech is a wonderful thing to have. However, there's stipulations as to where you are, as there's you know, where you are, what you're doing, who's around you, things of that nature. All right. So that basic question is, freedom of speech really freedom of speech? I mean, yeah, you can say what you want. You can say how you feel. However, what comes along with it is something else. Do I believe people should be protected in certain regards by freedom of speech? Because essentially, your freedom of speech just allows you to just say what you want. Verbally speak how you feel. Right? Verbally speak on, even if you don't feel that way, verbally speak and say anything. You can pretty much say whatever the hell you want that a lot of the other countries can't. Right? Because you exercise your freedom of speech. But it doesn't necessarily protect you from the backlash and the consequences that come along with it. You know? So if I say in the open that all Jews suck and I want to kill them all, I'm exercising my freedom of speech. However, me saying that, I'm issuing a threat. Or me saying that gives inclination that there's something more to it. So I'd probably be arrested for hate crime or something like that. You know, so it all depends on where you are. It depends on what you say. You know, for example, on social media, you exercise your freedom of speech on social media, which is, I mean, this is the stupidest way to communicate to me. You know what I mean? It started as a networking tool and then it turned into cyberbullying. But you get on social media, you exercise your freedom of speech, say what you feel, and then you get all these people behind their keyboards that's just ridiculing you for it. Or if you're a celebrity and you say something out in the open, then people will ridicule you on social media about what you said out in the open, right? Social media is a hate relationship. But you, as a person exercising freedom of speech, should know that comes with the territory. With that being said, Megyn Kelly's comments. All right, should she have been fired for her job? Honestly, I don't think so. Let me tell you why. All right. The problem with us,
Megyn Kelly,
you know, constantly firing people from their jobs, it's kind of like we're out of sight, out of minding them, you know, in a sense, like, and that's not really teaching anyone anything, per se, you know, like, they were quick to give her a hook, or quick to give her a shoulder. She's been saying controversial stuff on that show for years, and she says something about blackface, and all of a sudden, y'all want to fire her. The problem with that is, what should have happened, all right, when people say ignorant things, or when people, you know, right, here's the thing. You can't change people. People are going to be who they are. You know, people will show you who they are through various ways. All right, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, some people, we grow, we evolve, we learn. But some people just are who they are. They're stuck in their ways. They're set in their ways. I get all that. Teaching, especially when it comes to old people that grew up in those times, like in the early 1900s, mid 1900s, 50s, 60s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. It's hard to change their minds about things. A lot of them, especially old white people, when it comes to racism, because that's just how they were raised, and it's in their blood, it's in their DNA. And I mean, all, racism, ignorance, all that crap is learned behavior, right? So, in this particular situation, I mean, I'm telling this as a black person, right? Going forward, I like to see more people have, it's a teachable moment. That this black, yeah, go ahead. Her comments were ignorant, her comments were stupid, but it's a teachable moment to educate her on, and educate anybody else that makes ignorant statements, right? Whether you know it or not, whether you're, you know, these are teachable moments, right? What should have happened was, or what I would have done, I'm not going to say what should have happened because it's not my network, I don't run it, I ain't the boss, some old white dude. If I was running a network for the next week, or maybe even a couple days, a couple episodes, whatever, I would have had some educated black people, some historians, some professors, come in and educate Megyn Kelly on why, on what blackface is, why her comments were egregious, open that dialogue to teach her so she can understand what blackface is, and what minstrel shows are, and why it's unacceptable to be parading it around in a dang Halloween costume. You know what I mean? Like, it should be an educational moment rather than just pulling people's jobs just because you don't like what they say. Now, if you determine at some point that, you know, if you're as a boss, determine that your employees' beliefs don't add up with, I mean, your employees don't add up with your beliefs, then move forward, do what you need to do. But if you're just firing somebody for saying stuff that you don't like, that doesn't necessarily fit the bill, you know, per se. You know, like, I mean, think about it, right? What does it solve? Right? If a racist person loses their job, they're still racist. They just ain't working. You know what I mean? Do I think someone should lose their livelihood based on what they're just because I disagree with them? No. They got a family. They got mouths to feed too. You know what I mean? We fundamentally disagree on things, but that doesn't mean that they should lose their livelihood because of it. You know? Now, it'd be one thing if they was running around burning crosses and things like that. Then, yeah. Hell nah. But for someone making ignorant comments, she seemed like she didn't really understand. The whole thing seemed like this is just bold ignorance. That's all it was. It seemed like nothing more, nothing less. It was just her being ignorant to what blackface is, because she apologized. And honestly, I think she apologized because of the backlash, which is what most people do in the media. I don't know if she necessarily realized what she said. I don't even think she even saw anything wrong with what she said, because she didn't. She was just like, ah, what's the big deal about blackface? I don't see the big deal. You're just playing a character. And she came back with an apology, you know, saying, oh, I didn't realize it was so offensive and blah, 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 blah. That's probably because of the black backlash she got on social media by, you know, these Twitter fingers and things like that, and all these people probably calling her racist and giving her death threats. And all this. People always go overboard when it comes to disagreeing with somebody. People just can't just disagree and be like, I don't agree, and move on. They got to freaking, oh, yeah, I hope your family dies, and I hope your child gets eaten by gorillas and crap like that. Like, people always go overboard, you know. But she apologized, whether you want to accept it or not. She did it. She didn't have to, but she did. But back to my question about people losing their jobs. I mean, that's the hypocrisy of media, right? You know, and that's why a lot of athletes for the longest didn't say anything. You know, that's why Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. That's why freaking, you know, a lot of people and a lot of actors and actresses, for the most part, don't really say anything about their political stances. Not until now. You know, I don't think she should have lost her livelihood because of what she said. I think, if anything, if you wanted to make a statement, a bold statement about educating her, for a week, have some freaking black professors up there, people that know a thing or two about blackface and where it comes from and why it's so important to our community, sit up there on her show and have dialogue with her about it. All right? Let her feel that crap for a week. You know? And then once she's educated, move forward. You know, people make mistakes. That's what annoys me about people in power acting like they're perfect. We live in this whole no tolerance for stuff era. Me Too movement and these different things. Like, all this stuff that people were cool with back in the day, they're not cool with now. And that's right. If it wasn't cool now, it shouldn't have been cool back in the day. And people having this tolerance for this crap back in the day, but all of a sudden they want to bring up everyone's past now and fire people for it without educating them about why it's wrong. You know? Even if you knew it was wrong, like, for example, like, if you knew, like, what you was doing back in the day wasn't cool, even if it was norm, it was the norm or the social norm, and everyone was doing it, and it seemed like it was okay. But now you, in 2018, you realize, oh yeah, baby, what I was doing, it wasn't cool. You need to be educated about what you did, not just fired. Unless you're doing something like raping people and crap like that, that's different. But if you were being ignorant, like for example, James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, right? The stuff he said about rape culture and things like that, like, yeah, it was egregious. You know, and it wasn't like extremely long ago, but it was a long time ago, right? So the fact that he got fired now for something he did back then, you know what I mean? Like, the dude has evolved, he's changed, he's not the same person he was back then. There's a lot of you mofos out there that got a lot of freaking problems in the dark that are just disgusting. When they're gonna come out, everybody's issues are gonna come out. But I'm saying, like, a lot of y'all got some disgusting secrets, right? But are the first to criticize everybody else when it comes to their transgressions. You know, that's the problem with social media. All these people, these Twitter fingers, are acting like they're perfect people. There's a problem with these bosses and these execs and these CEOs. Everybody's freaking perfect. Nobody wants to acknowledge that they've messed up in the past and come out and say that crap in front of everybody, but you're quick to fire somebody that displays ignorance, right? Some of you people, some of my people, black people out there might disagree with me. This world has no place for da-da-da-da-da. She needs to be fired. Like, listen, out of sight, out of mind does not teach anything. All right, people need to be educated about our history. People need to be educated about, because how can we expect people to understand our struggle, understand where we come from? No one's ever going to be able to, all okay, listen, unless you're black, or Jewish or Mexican or any kind of minority group that's faced some kind of adversity in your culture or your history, unless you're one of these guys, even some white people to a degree, you'll never understand what people have gone through. All you can do is empathize. Alright? Now with that empathy comes education. In order to empathize with somebody, you have to be educated about what they actually went through. And how do you get that education? Alright? By people like us. Who say, hey, no, what you said was wrong. Let me tell you why it was wrong. Let me give you the history about why it's wrong. Let me, you know, sit down with you and say, listen, all right, I don't know how you feel about my people. I don't know how you feel about this, but what you said was wrong, but I'm going to tell you why. You know what I mean? You talked about blackface and that it was, you know, and, you know, maybe somebody sat her down, but that stuff, that kind of education needs to be made public. All right. The reason being, because our community needs to be reassured that people are being taught about our history and not just, you know, like there are people out there who are taught racism by their parents, right? There are people out there who are, and I'm not saying that's an excuse for them, but racism is a learned behavior. It's not something that you just wake up one day and you hate people. You know what I mean? Every single race or ethnicity or culture treats another one as as they're inferior in some kind of way. We all do it. It's human nature, right? But when it comes to racism, that's something that's taught. That's something that's passed down. All right, that's not something that you just wake up and you just hate somebody. We you know, like, human nature is all about control. We like to be under control, and we like to think that we're better than people in a lot of ways. But when it comes to purely hating someone for the color of their skin because they don't look like you, that kind of racism, that crap is taught. All right. There's plenty of people who grew up who've never seen a black person before that don't treat them any kind of different when they first see them. You know? There's plenty of people who've never, like my wife, for instance, right? She didn't grow up around a lot of black people. She grew up in some hick town in Michigan, right? But her parents didn't teach her to hate black people. You know, there's people out there, there's white people out there that grew up in neighborhoods full of black people, all right? And they can be taught to hate black people, but some of them aren't. A lot of them aren't. And for a lot of them, they feel like because they grew up in these black neighborhoods, they have the liberty of saying the N-word. But that's another conversation. But people need to be taught, be educated on history and historical facts and things of that nature, because just hiding people for what they believe in or hiding people for what they say and things like that doesn't solve the problem at all, because they're still there. All right. Why do you think Trump is President Trump was the president right now? Because all those freaking, all those white people, all those poor, rich, whoever white people that we wanted to hide away for their racism was like, all right, don't worry about it. I go vote. Your neighbor, your friend at work, the people that didn't tell you how they really felt about you went and voted for a dude who came on and told all y'all how he felt about y'all. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, should she have lost her job? No, she should have been educated. Now, she shouldn't. Now I'm saying that. Now hear me out. I'm saying that she shouldn't have lost her job solely on what she said. You know what I mean? Basically, what I'm saying is, if she was going to get fired, it had to have been some kind of pattern. Like, okay, your ratings are going down. People aren't really messing with you like that no more. or we feel like your the way the direction your show is going in isn't conducive to our direction or our vision or our mission or whatever, so we're gonna have to part ways, and it's the best thing for both of us. They fired her for what she said, right? So like firing, I think it's okay to you know, relieve someone of their duties. If you don't agree with, if you guys have different beliefs, if your visions are different and you're going in different directions, okay. But if someone is just fired just for exercising their freedom of speech because you didn't like it, just because you didn't like it, you know what I mean? You got to look at yourself in the mirror, like, okay, like, a lot, you know, what have you said in the past? What, like, when did you murmur the N-word under your breath when your black friend wasn't looking? You know what I mean? How many times have you said, I'm not racist, I have a black friend? You know, or how many times have you objectified women in rape culture or done things or even for women, how many times have you objectified men in rape culture and things like that? Like, it's a two-way street. Like, we gotta look at ourselves in the mirror at our own transgressions and not act like we're so perfect and so better than anybody else just because we have the power to control, not necessarily control their fates, but to control their livelihood. You know, I'm sure she's going to bounce back from this and get another opportunity somewhere, probably on Fox News. I think she was on Fox News, actually. They'll probably take her back. They'll probably be happy to take her back. But that goes without saying, this whole blackface thing, in my opinion, was a teachable moment. It's a moment, and I'm sure there was obviously, there's of course there's new news outlets out there that's all, they got their professors and they got their guests. They all, everyone has a comment about it and blah blah blah. But what I would love to see, what I would have loved to have seen, was someone come and talk to her directly on her show live. Maybe one, maybe two, doesn't matter. But people come educate her on why what she said was stupid and ignorant, and why she needs the historical facts, she needs historical education, she needs to understand Thomas Dartmouth Rice started this crap to humiliate us. And by saying that it's okay to wear in a Halloween costume is completely disrespectful to our culture. Because for so long, this has been the depiction of black people. You know what I mean? People calling us monkeys, people calling us tar babies, porch monkeys, coons, whatever you want, all that crap. You know what I mean? Goes back to, I mean, it goes beyond Thomas Dartmouth Rice, but the whole minstrel shows, you know what I mean, was humiliation at its finest, to the point where we were even doing it ourselves in minstrel shows, making fun of our freaking selves, while these white people were in the audience just laughing and enjoying it, singing and dancing and hopping around, singing Jumping Jim Crow. Where do you think the idea of Jim Crow laws came from? Thomas Dartmouth Rice, Jumpin' Jim Crow. Jim Crow originated with him. The name Jim Crow originated with him. Not the laws, but the name. So, I'm just saying, educate people on, if you don't agree with somebody, educate them on it. If they don't understand, then they don't understand. That's on them. But at least you know that. You know, I mean, some people, it'll fall to deaf ears. Obviously, it happens. We're humans. People don't want to hear what they don't want to hear. People do want to hear what they do want to hear. And people just, sometimes when you're talking to people, they just pick out certain things, which I'm pretty sure somebody's going to do with this freaking podcast. Pick out certain things and dissect those certain things instead of listening to the whole thing. All right. And you can't help that. It is what it is. It's American society. It's where we live in. But at the same time, we owe it to ourselves. Not just black people, not just Mexicans, not just, you know, we as Americans, as people, we owe it to ourselves to educate people, to help people understand history. And not just be so quick to write them off or be so quick to get them out of here or out of sight and out of mind. Because they're still going to be out of sight, but they're still going to be there. It's because you fire a racist from their job, they're going to be racist at home. They're going to be unemployed and racist. You know what I mean?
if there was an island that you could send all racists, rapists, murderers, and all that crap to, then I'm pretty sure, hey, why not? Send them all there. All right? They didn't have an educational seminar on why rape, murder, burglary, and racism is bad. But we have to educate people before we're quick to just write them off and cut them off. Because at least we know that we tried to get help people understand why things are the way they are. And if they choose to take that information and grow and evolve from it, then you did something. Then you made a change to the world. Then you contributed to something. But if they take it and they just kind of say, all right, whatever, screw you. It is what it is. I'm going to be racist till the day I die. Whatever. Then that's on them. That's not on you. That's on them. At least you tried. All right.
Now, what does all this mean when you put it together? All right. Was Megyn Kelly wrong? Yes. Was she ignorant? Yes. Should she have been fired for that? Maybe, maybe not. It's subjective. But let's take this moment to realize the opportunities for having teachable moments and educational moments where we can actually help people to understand our point of view and our complaints and why we feel the way we do, whether we're offended or not. Let's take a moment to realize what kind of change we can make just by educating people on things that they don't know or things they should know, things they just don't understand. All right? Those are my thoughts. Love to hear yours. Take care.